bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, and it actually is. We're recording this on a Wednesday, Will.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I knew what day it was.
It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It's November 14th, 2018. This is episode 1634. And I don't know, the grease is...
I had to take my label off in case the Dasani Corporation
shuts us down.
Yeah, I don't want to get shut down.
Coca-Cola.
Grease.
Labels off?
Grease.
Really?
Say something else.
Hey, man.
This is better.
Welcome to WDW Today. I'm Logan Secular.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm the Grease.
Terry Weaver is out. He's actually in California at the mini thing. And for those who are watching right now, he did tell us that we were going to be talking about a specific topic.
Why did he get to
I saw
choose?
It on Twitter. Guys, did you any of you see what topic
no,
we're talking about?
No, so we're not talking about it, clearly.
Did he do that in advance? You know how you can write things in advance?
Lord, no.
Program the tweet?
He tweeted it and said, hey, by the way, this is what the other fellows are going to be talking about, which is we haven't really done another World Showcase breakdown. And he said,
that's
y'all
what we're
take
talking
that.
About.
You can do the World Showcase of England. And we could. We can discuss it because I actually have a lot to say about the UK Pavilion. But before then, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this week. This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by flatspaceshipearth.com. Mm. That's flatspaceshipearth.com. That's right. Live the conspiracy. If you believe, as we do, that Spaceship Earth is actually flat, you need to help spread this message. That's at flatspaceshipearth.com, where you can find many different apparel options. You got shirts, you got hoodies, black and white, multiple colors, tank tops, whatever you need.
Did you just say black and white? White?
Well, yeah, I did. Okay. Because it's not all black and white. It's all gray now. Because Spaceship Earth is not only, it's gray. It actually is gray.
What's black and white and red all over?
Newspaper.
Spaceship Earth. Flat Earth. It's a conspiracy. Mm. And I wish I was joking right now, but I'm not. And they are a sponsor for this week. That is actually at flatspaceshipearth.com. Pick up your apparel. Spread the word. As Matt Lott said, if you're walking around Walt Disney World, people are going to be coming up to you asking you questions. You better have answers. And that question is probably, hey, funny shirt. But what if they're actually asking about the conspiracy?
I'm going to go into it full tilt.
Who conspired?
Yeah, who?
I don't understand, like, what conspiracy
Disney and the
about?
Government came together and said, Spaceship Earth is optical illusion. It's actually flat.
Yeah, the fact that it's a sphere.
Were they using GoPros?
That's Imagineering at its best. It's not actually a sphere.
I don't understand why you think it's a sphere.
We don't.
We think it's flat.
We think it's flat.
I've seen it from above. I flew one of those 192 helicopters over it, and I'll tell you, the thing doesn't look round from above.
It doesn't.
No.
Or the side.
Looks flat.
Looks like a flat golf ball, but indented out.
Do you remember an old commercial way back in the day when Mickey was on top of that thing standing?
I do.
Can you, I mean.
There's a hatch.
That's computer animation.
It's not real. I mean, hold on. We got to end the ad so we can talk about this. So if you want to find out more about the theory behind it, as well as pick up a shirt, which is really what you're going to do, go to flatspaceshipearth.com. And if that is shut down because the government decides that we don't need to know about this, you can find them also and all of our shirts at adultwhip.com. That's adult, W-H-I-P.
It was smart to put that...
I put them in our store just in case because there's a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance it's going to happen. That's where you can also...
Because the government would never think to go to adultwhip.com.
No, so. Lord, no. And if you can also pick up your Grim, Grin, and Grease shirts there. So. It's soon Weaverland.
Both
of those are good. It's soon... Mr. Lott's...
Am I the Whisper Society?
Oh, the Whisper Society. It looks like the Are You Afraid of the Dark logo? The dark. Talk
about it. Submitted for the approval of the Whisper Society.
But Flat Earth. Not Flat Earth. Flat Spaceship Earth.
Flat Spaceship Earth.
All right. Well, Terry said, and that's legit, guys. I'm not... That's funny. It may be funny to you, not to all of us. It's funny to some of us. Check it out at the website. And pick up a shirt. And it helps not only support the show... But it's hilarious. And thanks to our friends at my design booth for, well, maybe she didn't want me to say that because she doesn't want to be a part
government.
Of this, the conspiracy. Right?
Who's to say?
She's just a really good designer.
My design booth.
I like that.
All right.
That.
We're moving on?
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about the UK pavilion? Or Matt,
no,
Matt, did you have stuff
no,
to say?
No, we're not doing the pavilion thing today.
I have a lot that I want to talk about.
He's picking up a disc to show us how it's actually actually a plate.
He's behind you.
The listening audience, Grease, just got up and left his microphone.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot to talk about. If we want to talk about the Great Britain Pavilion.
No. UK Pavilion.
We don't like being told by a member not here.
Do you have something you want to talk about?
Yeah, last week, all the Disney Plus information started flooding the internet, and I am very excited.
So,
I'm sweating.
So Bob Iger had his annual...
pronounced Iger. Igor?
No, Iger.
Eeyore. No, Iger.
So Bob Iger. Iger to please. That's what they call him. Old Iger to please.
I know what you're doing, Will. I like
we should sell Iger to please shirts.
One would get that.
Go to IgerToPlease.com.
Sister site to Flat Spaceship.
Hold on, let me make sure I grab the domain.
It's okay.
It's spelled Iger.
You know, spell it.
Every episode.
I-G-E-R.
Every episode, there's an increase in how many domains
Which
we buy.
Cost more than the amount of money we make on the t-shirts.
Yeah.
We got to sell a few t-shirts to offset the cost of the domain every year.
Yep.
So, Iger to please.
I know this is crazy breaking news, but
it's
that
available.
Domain
it's
is available.
It's not now. Watch, there's 20 people watching right now on Facebook. That's got to be gone.
Get it.
But you're right. Disney Plus, which is the essentially Netflix of Disney properties, it's coming out, and Bob Iger on the annual call hit with a bunch of news in a very monotone way. Just here's what's coming.
You know why he did that?
Because it's a
he's
Iger
to please.
Yeah. Mm. So they announced it's going to be what, 5 portals.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to instead like Netflix, where you go right now and it's like, oh look, it's like top acclaimed shows.
Yeah.
It's like no, it's you're going to be like you're going to enter much like a Disney park. You're going to enter which land do you want to visit when you open up this new Disney Plus app. And though I would have liked a Parks one, I think that'll fall under Disney. The rest of the 5 that they announced are pretty, are going to be fun.
Yeah.
Are going to be fun.
Tell us more.
Well, for one thing, we're all Star Wars fans.
Yep.
And it's already shaping up. You had a great line in our text, and you were like, just... What would you say? Swinging for the fences, out the gate, going for it. I love it.
Yeah, with Star Wars specifically, and we'll get to parks, but Star Wars, I love they were like, we're scaling back the movies. You know, we've released too much. We've gone too fast. Now, coming to this portal, so you'll have you'll go into Disney Plus and it'll say Star Wars and then 4 other portals. We'll talk about those. But Star Wars, so you'll click on Star Wars, and apparently when you do that, it then brings up a fully branded Star Wars version of Netflix. So just Star Wars content. Which is awesome. And with all the behind-the-scenes stuff that's available and all that, they could fill it up with hundreds of hours.
You can live there for a week at least.
Right. So I think about the movies, but you got the movies, then you got all of the cartoons, you have all the bonus features that were with those, all those documentaries. If they're able to just drop all of that, that's hundreds of hours of content right there, ready to go. So that's going to be awesome, but also original series. And like I said, they said, we're going to scale back the movies. We're going to do episode 9. Then we don't know what we're going to do after episode 9. Well, I know what they're going to do. They're going to release 4 separate television shows, all at different time periods in the Star Wars universe, 2 of which are established already and 2 of which are brand new original series. And obviously the cartoon universe, it's the Return of the Clone Wars, which a lot of people have been excited about. I'm personally, though I definitely have not watched every episode of the Clone Wars, I'm excited to see it wrap up properly. Star Wars Resistance, which is on Disney Channel right now, Disney XD. It's for a reason. Comes on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock at night on the Disney Channel, which is real weird, but it does. And I guess because no one does appointment television anymore if you're a kid. And my son really likes it. It's definitely light, fluffy kid content, but it's decent. And then the two that really, Matt, I'll let you take it, the two that we're all jazzed about.
Yeah, so The Mandalorian, which they had announced, but it keeps...
Jon Favreau's Mandalorian.
Oh my gosh, it keeps shaping up. Like, the star, it's Pedro Pascal, he's the lead. That was
he
announced.
Was the little character in Rapunzel, in Tangled.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't really.
Was he Flynn? Flynn Rider?
No, that name was Pascal.
Yes, but what was he in? He's in a big
Game of
show.
Thrones, right?
Game of Thrones.
Is it Game of Thrones or Walking Dead? They're both the same to me.
Yeah.
I don't watch either, and they both are scary.
Big timer guy that apparently we don't know his
name. And he'll be the Mandalorian.
Yes, and then...
And you got that directed by lots of incredible directors. If you go look at that list, you got even Dave Filoni from The Clone Wars coming over and doing the first episode of The Mando. Mm-hmm.
written by Jon Favreau.
Yeah, written and produced by Favreau.
And then we've got, and this is the one I'm super stoked about. It's going to be a Cassian Andor series, which he was kind of the pirate guy from Rogue One.
Yeah, the lead in Rogue One, lead male character in Rogue One. Yep. Diego Luna?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think he's, it's before Rogue One.
Before Rogue One.
Yeah, I would assume before Rogue One, and I assume it would be his relationship and him and K2 running around.
I love that. Man.
More K2, the better.
Yes, I love K2.
Totally agreed.
They didn't say anything about K2, but you can't really do it without him.
Got to be there.
So I love that. So obviously Disney took the lead on the, or not the lead, but took the cue from, you know, Hulu and
Netflix
and all them, because at one point you were like, which one's going to survive? Is it going to be Netflix? Is it going to be Hulu? Like, what's going to happen? And then they came out with the original series concept. And it's like, okay, so now it's like,
spot.
I love those shows on that one. I got to have Hulu Plus. I like the shows on that one. I got to have Netflix. Like, it just keeps on doing it.
Disney
so
Plus.
They're just teeing it up and be like, hey, I know you might already have all these Disney movies on Blu-ray or whatever, but we're going to have original series.
Yeah, what I like about this is because it is essentially a, like I said, it's almost built like a theme park where it's a channel with 5 channels in it. I feel like the value level starts to go, oh, that actually is a lot more than I was expecting. Because then we move over to, I assume, to Marvel.
Oh, man. I'm so excited about the Marvel stuff. I had a bummer week because Stan Lee passed away.
Yes.
Shout out to Stan Lee, of course. But, man, then I think about this stuff, and it's, I'm excited again, Grease. I can live again.
Yeah.
I'm here for this.
I agree with you. The only question mark I have with the whole, like, what are we going to call them? Channels within Disney Plus? Like, I mean, how many?
I love
things
it
can
though.
You,
I love the part. It's a part click? Concept within the. I love that.
No, I'm talking about like the National Geographic. It's like
that's coming.
I know.
Gotten there yet?
I know. Mm-hmm. I know it's
nobody's going to that channel.
I mean, but here's
that's
the deal.
They were like, somehow we'll get some educational write off.
We need something.
I understand.
Zoo
like,
Books, the series.
In the previous 20 years, I know
after
they
12
have
months,
tons of content.
Pretty sure you and I had the same grandma.
I think we did. Meanwhile,
I'm just like, how
no,
much
not
relevant?
Like actually, but
how many times I've seen White Tiger?
How much relevant content is going to be on there?
They have
are
the
National Geographic. Oh, we skipped Marvel.
It's like Disney Planet, right?
Well, I want to know how much relevant content is going to be with Marvel.
Gosh. Okay, let's say Marvel. Okay, so you have the entire MCU they're going to be dumping. Presumably some of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've what, announced 2 different series already?
They've announced 2 officially. Well, 1 super officially, a second one pretty much, and then a third one is. So
was the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. going to transition to that and be an exclusive?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is done at the end
of the
season.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, could they
take that series, put it all there, and then
potentially...
Like what they're going to do with Clone Wars.
Again.
Resistance.
Right? Yeah. So the first one that's been officially announced is Loki with Tom Hiddleston. He's playing Loki on the show. I love it. I'm already...
Loki show.
I'm ready for it.
Well, because he's like sitting there like, what else can I play other than Loki?
The interesting thing about it is...
He was offered James Bond, so...
It's true.
Apparently was turned down James Bond for this.
Really interesting thing is he auditioned
Money's
for
good.
Thor back when they were... making the first Thor, Tom Hiddleston auditioned for the part of Thor, but he got Loki.
And were they like, dude? Like,
there's a on
like
one of the
Thor.
One of the Blu-rays. There's like his audition tape, and he's dressed up like Thor, and he's just compared to Chris Hemsworth. You
yeah,
know,
doesn't look like a.
He's just a little
wrestler.
Small.
I mean, that's, like,
oh, Loki! I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
But then they've also announced a Scarlet Witch series, which I'm super excited about, and the one I'm most excited about is a Winter Soldier and the Falcon series, so that's going to be like a buddy cop thing. And if you saw Captain America's Civil War, you see how those two kind of get along. It's perfect. Yep. It's going to be hilarious.
I think it's a cool time to take a break from, I mean, there will obviously be Marvel movies, there will be Star Wars movies, but to kind of shift focus, I kind of like it. 4 Star Wars series, if they all drop at the same time, which I'm sure they're not going to all drop at the exact same time. One, Mandalorian's well into production. Mm-hmm. They just announced Cassian Andor, so I assume that's 6 months, a year behind that.
You got to space. You got to space them out because
it'd be too much.
Well, if they drop all of them and it's bingeable, 1 month and then they're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'll just cancel.
I think it'll be like quarterly
membership.
Mm. They also have not spoken if it's going to be bingeable. There's a lot of talk on whether Disney content's going to be bingeable or if they're going to break the mold and say no back to weekly because of that reason.
More like
if they know they're going to have your Star Wars money.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't know if that's something someone would just cancel. Like, I don't know a ton of people that do that with Netflix after the 2-week trial.
You know, I know like, a ton of people that do it with HBO for Game of Thrones. That's what I'm saying.
I've done,
actually do that?
I've done that with HBO before.
They literally like, oh, Game of Thrones is back on? Boom, activate
that. For Wayne's World?
Westworld. That's how we watch Westworld.
Oh, you ordered it.
We would get it. Mm. We would wait until the series was almost done, and then like the couple final episodes were coming out.
So it's y'all's fault.
Yeah. No, but I have DC Universe, and their original series, Titans, is episodic. It's once a week.
What is DC Universe asking
for?
It's
a Warner Brothers thing.
It's the version, it's their Netflix.
Yeah.
With comics
involved. DC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's DC Universe.
I think you are their one subscriber.
I could be, but I love it.
Here's
make
where
me those shows. Make
here's them. Where I think Disney Plus could really make some people mad.
Oh.
If they hold on to the whole mentality of the vault. Yes, it's streamable, but what is in the vault, what is out of the vault?
Yeah.
Because they've done that. I mean, they
are they
going to
pull stuff? Oh, yeah, still now. If you want to watch The Little Mermaid, good luck right now.
Mm. Right.
If you didn't already previously own it, I don't believe it's available right now.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid. Is it about to be Diamond Edition or something?
Yeah, there's always something.
They always, yeah.
Every couple of years, they re-release everything. Now, one of the channels is Disney. So, though it is Disney Plus, one of the five, whatever you call it, attractions.
Yeah.
Is a Disney-specific channel. And that could be Disney. I thought that was pretty darn broad. Because that could mm-hmm. go.
So the five channels are Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought Disney was pretty broad because that could go Disney Channel, that could go Disney Junior. Like I thought there might be a Disney Junior, a Disney TV kind of thing. But no, it's Disney. And that is going to have presumably a good portion of movies. They specifically said in the call, including our 2019 slate of releases.
So Captain Marvel.
So you assume by the end of the time, they will, like they're doing with Netflix now, but you can already watch. A lot of the films that came out earlier this year on Netflix. So assume the same kind of concept. I don't know if it'll drop the same day as like the digital release, but maybe it will.
Even though it is a different portals, though, it's still one flat rate for all.
Yes.
Yes.
I do want to make sure I was
It's an app within an app.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
There's
purchase. For a little bit there, I was like, wait a second,
I'm saying, okay.
We don't know. We don't know what.
Those channels?
We don't know what.
There is talk of a bundle with ESPN.
That would make complete sense.
I kind of thought ESPN was going to be one of the portals.
Oh, yeah.
That there would be a place to go for sports.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't go that route. And then Pixar, same kind of thing. I feel like that's the one that's actually a little bit of the head scratcher because there just doesn't seem to be as much content.
If you bundle the shorts in there.
Yeah, bundle shorts and movies.
They could also come out with a series of shorts under that brand.
Yeah, they start working into episodic.
Maybe a new series. Yeah. You never know.
That weird Buzz Lightyear 2D animated series.
Forky the animated series.
Pixar.
It was really
Pixar
a spork,
series would be
A Bug's Life.
A
what
fortune
happened?
To produce.
Oh. Ants 2.
Perfect.
Not Bugs even Life a Disney 2. Movie.
Woody Allen's big comeback.
What was the one? The princess
like
that
Wonder
was not a Disney movie, but everybody thought she was.
Anastasia.
Anastasia the series.
They already have that on Amazon.
I think Anastasia actually is part of the 20th Century Fox deal.
Oh my goodness!
They've actually a lot of my
Unite
princess friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird to say
you
out loud.
Never say it that way.
Have come out and been like, I can't wait. I hope that maybe she becomes an official Disney princess.
That would be neat.
Yeah. Okay. And then we'll bring in Fievel. Yeah, he can become part of.
Except
it.
For
on,
Anastasia.
Anastasia
was an actual person.
So is Pocahontas.
True.
Who's to say?
History.
Oh. Okay.
She was like the governor of Virginia.
I don't think that's true. Governor of Virginia.
She did something like that.
John Smith, I think, was the governor of Virginia.
Pocahontas.
Maybe
Pocahontas.
We shouldn't try to talk history.
Never mind. Let's move on.
Little Mermaid's history.
Were there any of the other princesses real people?
Let me think real quick.
I don't think so.
Probably Snow White.
I mean, I feel like Jasmine's probably real.
Yeah, gotta be. Right? And Nala, is she a princess? She's a lioness. Gotta be real, though.
Is she a lioness or I was thinking the tiger.
Anna
thinking.
Is probably real.
And
they had to probably embellish
the powers.
Ice powers. The ice powers.
Maybe
thing
she
with
just
Elsa,
had a very
I mean,
cold
outside
heart.
Of that. I mean, there's like Anna didn't do anything that was out of the norm, except she did get off that mountain real fast.
She tripped a lot, so that leads me to believe it could be
Spoiler.
Real.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Just let it go, guys.
She lived the title out.
Oh.
Any other princesses?
Something that I would love.
Honestly, she's the only real princess. Mulan?
I wonder if
no.
Tatiana.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. I wonder if they address that.
Wait, what? Pocahontas? Wait, hey, Pocahontas, you're real.
Yeah.
Ralph Breaks the Internet comes out a couple
times. Belle's not real.
Or what if Pocahontas is not there because she is the only one that's real? Are people going to get mad that we're saying that these
had Pocahontas was there. I thought she was in there.
Not you.
What?
What are y'all doing over there?
We only showed a picture that I thought was of me.
Yeah, Logan goes, who am I with?
Oh.
And Samantha, my wife, sent me a picture of Logan. I go, what am I looking at? She goes, that looks just like Logan. And it does.
Wow.
It looks
just like doppelganger.
Scared.
And I show Logan, that? He goes, who am I with?
Well, I'm wearing like my hoodie.
That is not my mother.
Back. No, I thought it was someone else's mother.
Something that I want to know, because we're talking about the vault and all of this. I just want there to be, I was kind of expecting like a, maybe like a Disney and then like Disney classics thing, you know, where we're talking about like Nick, or not Nick Jr., but
Disney Jr.
Yeah, Disney and all that.
And it could be once you get into the Disney portal, there's sub portals.
All I want is Disney in the afternoon. And I just want gargoyles. That's all I want. If that's on there, then I will pay for this for the rest of my life.
I kind of would have liked the Muppets.
Yeah.
Where's the Muppets live actually in this? I don't even know where they live.
Well, they're making all this original, like there's going to be a...
Good question, actually. Where do the Muppets live in this?
Lady and the Tramp movie that they're making for this service, yeah, and a rumored Sword in the Stone movie. Maybe there'll be Muppet stuff. You know?
Muppet stuff?
I hope so.
But where would the Muppets live? Like, I guess the Disney...
They'd be in that Disney section. I don't think National Geographic would be the right place for them.
There.
Rob might know this better, but is there enough content within the Muppets to be kind of like a sub-channel?
Yes. My lights, you know, my lights flashing behind me?
Yeah, we, right.
I think so, right? Because there's so many movies, there's holiday specials, there's been multiple
series. Is there enough, at least for a category? Yeah, you got television, you got, what, probably five different TV series? You got Muppets, Muppets Tonight, Muppets.
How many movies have there been? There have been quite a few Muppet movies. And then you got two iterations of Muppet Babies now.
Yeah, the Muppets. You got the Muppet movie, Muppets Take Manhattan, The Great Muppet Caper,
Muppet Treasure Christmas Island, Carol.
Christmas Carol. These aren't in order necessarily. Muppets in Space, The Muppets, Muppets Most Wanted.
There's a short.
That's all the movies.
Like,
eight movies. Then a couple Muppet Christmas, that Muppet Christmas special. Elevator.
Muppets versus Jason.
Muppets again. No, The Muppets Tonight, which was.
There's a lot of Muppets.
Muppet
You're
Babies.
Never gonna fix it. Grease
Muppet Babies 2018
that.
Colon 2018.
I'd say there's plenty of content for Muppets.
They don't get, they know, as usual, they're like, we got the Muppets. They'll put them over on the side.
From the Muppet Show tonight.
But and then pricing, they're saying it's going
Treasure
to
Treasure Island.
Compete.
I think I said Treasure Island, if not Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah, you said that
Someone
one.
Someone posted that.
They're saying it's going to compete with Netflix. So your typical Netflix
Compete's
subscription.
Compete's a weird word. Compete is a weird word.
I don't think it does compete.
Supplement.
Yeah, well, maybe it's
like,
going
exactly
to
exactly like I said
it's
earlier.
It's going to emulate Netflix.
My only concern amongst this whole thing,
yes,
is that the Disney website and Walt Disney World's website and Disneyland's website never been notoriously known for working too well, for being such an amazing company. The site's always a little wonky.
Under
you get the Stitch eating the page a lot, 404 errors. You know, you can never get your proper fast passes. Stuff goes wrong. There's a lot. Disney, weirdly, of all the big, like, multimedia juggernauts, they're the ones that their website presence and their digital presence has never been at the top of the game. Which I think is why people have been driven to use Disney travel agents. People have been driven to use other sources, OpenTable, which they now do for a lot of reservations, because the website and the app is always cool. But it never is quite perfect. And that's my only concern going into this would be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said a Jim Henson subcategory.
Yeah. I will say like ESPN works really great. But I mean, that could be a whole, I mean, that is a whole different team. But
it does. No, and like, I think that like, it's going to work fine.
It's going to be
fine.
They're going to be charging you money. It's going to work fine.
They are hedging their bets on this. I think it's a smart move.
If this fails, like Disney's going out of business.
How does that even?
Over.
How does
Sony's
going to
buy them?
How does it fail? People don't. Not enough people sign up. But tell that to the WWE Network.
Yeah,
you know, tell that to these other smaller companies.
I mean, how niche is that? And it works. Like,
and it works pretty well. It has millions of subscribers. I mean, not near the Netflix number, but you know, 4 million I think subscribers on WWE Network for something that is that small, and all of it is new pay-per-views and legacy content, mm-hmm. old content.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives a lot of people. So if they come out with a great catalog of whopping content and National Geographic to just put in some cool stuff that's going to look good on your 4K TV.
I heard Flat mm-hmm. Spaceship Earth is going to be on National Geographic.
It is.
Never know.
No, it's on
the proof and rebuttal all in one.
It's an underground dock.
Yeah, we weren't allowed.
What's underground?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Ooh, fun.
What is the ground?
Well, I just look at it like
the ground?
DC
are you
universe. Are you?
You know, grounders.
I've been known what? To not believe in the ground.
A grounder is people that walk. You don't wear shoes.
Oh, that is a thing. That's a real word you're using. Right
I would say barefooter.
Mm-hmm.
There's also there's another word for it too, but grounder. Amanda showed me a whole video on it, and then she's...
I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
It's grounding. Like, you ground yourself to the earth. Not like you just walk on the ground.
I see.
Like, the electrical force in you is... Now, the problem is I'm rarely not on, like, pavement. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in the grass every so often, but...
It is so easy to derail, and I love it. Tell me,
do you actually know
a real-life grounder?
No. Logan doesn't know anyone.
I'm a part-time grounder.
You're not.
At home?
Going out in your backyard with no shoes on does not make you a grounder.
Tell that when I slipped and fell in the mud. And I said, I got to go wash this off in my hot tub.
That makes you the opposite of a grounder. You're like, I got to get the dirt off me.
Yeah, I mean, I put myself in a giant electrical tub full of water. I was just kidding on that one.
You're more of a flip-flopper.
I'm certainly not a grounder, but it's a thing. You can watch a doc on it. I've watched a mini doc on the whole idea of it. How you ground yourself, the electrical current in your body to the ground, just like you would a plug. You can actually buy certain things like to sit on your desk, under your desk to put your feet on, to like absorb the energy from the earth or something. I don't know the details.
It's called grounding.
You said grounder.
Grounder, so ground with someone who is a grounding person.
If you put grounder in, doesn't come up.
They're not actually.
If you put grounding barefoot, lots of videos.
They're actually not wrong.
Some people call it
earthing.
There's those things that
spaceship earthing.
You can put dirt in. They're like these power cells, and it can charge your phone. And all you do is put dirt in it.
I think
y'all
you got,
seen those.
I think you got sold a bill of goods at a gas station.
No, there was a thing I got
it's right next to
like a Kickstarter or something.
Was this one of those like gas can and video rental?
Can you imagine like being in like being at Disney and having that thing and be like, gotta go over here and get some dirt.
Real quick before we get too far away.
Yeah, they have a lot of pills up front. You're like, I don't know how you even legally sell
confidence in this service because like
Stacker
we're saying,
five.
Yeah,
even the niche,
burn.
The DC one that I have, it works. Not a lot of people listening to it, but it works. Or watching it. You know, it doesn't have millions
works,
and millions
like the
of
body wraps?
Subscribers, but a lot of people are
doing
so
what?
No doubt. I was
body
talking
wraps?
About the DC one.
Oh.
Like going this
you
that's
went back
why I have
on. You corrected
I'm
the ship.
Steering. I'm trying. I'm keeping us grounded.
Y'all ever done that thing
there
where you
will
put
be
your feet
a
in a tub and stuff comes out?
Yeah.
There will be
How's
a,
that work?
Oh, it's
you know timeout? Is it a scam?
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend did it recently and she's like, it's not a scam.
It's
like,
a scam.
I think it's a scam.
Also the ones you put on the bottom of your foot.
Wait, what?
It's color changing fabric.
What is this?
It sucks the toxins out.
No, none of that is real.
Exactly.
You can go to a place and pay someone like $30 and they'll do it.
And they have a button they press and it shoot stuff into the water.
I'm calling it right
people
now.
People at Flat Spaceship Earth, by the way, just messaged me that we've sold one shirt.
Nice.
Hey, don't say that.
I
pretty sure it was
one.
The Greens. Yeah. I watched him click.
It was them.
It was me.
I will say this. I am calling that the first month they will have 1 million+ subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Oh,
then
easy.
Depending on the price point.
No, but... I mean, what's it going to be?
85 a month.
Netflix.
I don't think it's going to be anything
gonna be
over 20.
It's going to be under 10.
No, your top Netflix subscription is $14 a month.
So I think that's the
that's
highest
like for
it could go.
Yeah.
How do you get that one?
I don't know. I guess you.
I think
what do you
that,
get?
I don't even know what you get.
WWE Network is $9.99. There's rumors that this is going to be $5.99.
Hulu is $7.
I would. I could see it being $14.99 if it came with like an ESPN, like streaming option.
No, definitely
4K.
All that.
That's
Netflix,
a smart
you
got to
pay more for the 4K.
So anyway, so all I'm saying is, let's just say it's $10, okay, and they get 1 million people. That's $10 million a month for them to do what? Like what do they release their back catalog. They've got it all digitized already.
Million. I mean, hey, The Mandalorian is going to cost.
It's going to be
no.
Yeah.
Way
what
more
was
than
the
a
budget?
Movie.
It's like $100 million or something for the TV show. That's crazy.
Well, but how for like a
for
year?
Mandalorian. I guess for the entire first
season.
Season.
Or is it per episode?
Oh my gosh, if it's per episode.
$1 million series?
No.
Someone did say, this is actually interesting, okay, Disney owns BAMTech, and I forgot about that. Disney bought BAMTech, which actually runs the WWE Network and MLB.
They
bought it when they started working on this. So they've already... So if you have the WWE Network, you have a general idea of how this could look and feel. And it's pretty well.
Yeah.
They have all those portals, original content, pay-per-view is current, and other than some quirks here and there, streaming a live event, because you're also forgetting about that, there's also the chance of premieres and live events.
Yep.
This is what WWE does. WWE has their live events, and it does make it feel a little bit extra special.
Every big Disney premiere.
Yeah, or like think about like, hey, tonight we're going to show the parade. Because they do those on YouTube now. But if you made it more like an event, like, hey, tonight we're going to all sit around and watch the new fireworks show.
The 4th of July fireworks celebration. They just said, Logan, you are brilliant.
Well, they do it now on YouTube. They'll do like, hey, tonight we're doing, you're going to be able to see the new parade. And like, they have hosts and everything.
Oh, okay.
This is another.
But if you make that more like a premiere thing that you're watching
with
your family already on your TV ready to go, it'll be pretty fun. That's why I would do wish there was a Porks Portal. Because I think that would be fun. Because you
like
have
portals,
yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
With the WWE Network thing on your phone, Logan. I don't personally have it, but I know you do. But like whenever, like the compression of the video is always a big thing, and I think they do it really well. And to the scrubbing, like you can navigate so quick, which is super handy.
Matches just
with legacy stuff.
And you're right. The only negative I've ever had is that it does definitely like know your connection and vary based on your connection how good the quality is, but rarely does it just cut out. It'll all of a sudden you're watching a live event and the quality will just tune down.
Hmm.
Now I did recently watch a pay-per-view because my internet went out, but my cable was working on regular cable television, and it was like, oh man, this looks still no. Opposite. Still looks a lot better.
Oh, wow.
Is it cable?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Still so much more consistent, so much more. I miss the day when I would give them $60 a month instead of $9.
Right.
Have you guys heard of this thing called cutting the cord?
I'm not.
Yes.
Not since Johnny was born.
When your baby's born.
There's two different things.
They say, here are some scissors, and you go, I'm not qualified for this.
Two people really love each other.
Yeah. There was a crisis situation, and they still made me cut the cord.
Yeah, they made Will cut the cord even during the emergency.
Do it now! Screaming at me!
I cut Johnny's cord, too, but it was more of like a...
No, there was a crisis situation. Oh, there was actually
an emergency.
Like, they needed it quick, and I'm like, I did this made out of my hands!
Not a medical doctor.
I never did it. Not out of not wanting to. Both times was not an option.
So some places they just won't let you.
I have cordless babies.
Cordless babies.
You ever seen Kyle XY? That's what they look like.
Okay.
No belly button.
Other thing before we get off of this topic again, this guy said, are they going to give us a free month when we sign up? When I signed up for DC, I got 3 free months and I'm betting you that Disney, and you pay for a year and then they give you like so many months, and I'm betting that'll be a thing too. Sign up now, pre-order the service. You'll get maybe a free month, three, and then it'll kick in. Grease.
Have you guys thought about the stuff, like the movies in the Star Wars universe and in Disney that you can't see? Could we potentially see them on this thing?
Yes,
like, for instance,
Disney bought
Ewoks.
20th Century Fox. Yeah.
The whole Ewok series.
So yeah, someone mentioned Song of the South and some of those that are...
That's when I said gargoyles for.
Pretty sure they're trying to not do that.
Gargoyles, I think, is a better, is a more likely option.
Give me a live action gargoyle series. Logan and I were discussing.
I like gargoyles.
Oh
my gosh. Talking about Song of the South. Pretty sure that one is not on the list.
So Disney acquired 20th Century Fox. They owned the rights to the original cut of the original trilogy. I'm betting we see that on Disney Plus, the original trilogy before all the special edition stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And think of that. Think of that premiere. Like, this is only available on Disney Plus. You got a lot of Star Wars people. That's another reason to be like, well, I'm getting Disney Plus.
It's going to take me a year to get through that subscription just with a nostalgia hat on.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
wear
like
our hats together.
Holy cow.
Is that the hat that you stole out of Logan's office? Is that the nostalgia hat?
Yeah, it's the moon pie one. It's a nostalgia moon pie hat.
How did you even see that hat?
What are you talking
camo.
About?
It's in Bell Buckle. You ever been to the Moon Pie RC Cola Fest?
No, you have, though.
That sounds horrible.
That That does not sound horrible.
It does to me.
There's horrible. A parade like through a the streets reunion. Where they just throw moon pies at you.
I used to think I hated moon pies.
They don't sell those.
You can get them. They have them for free. They have them like in coolers.
I used to think I hated moon pies. And then I went to that Hogwood barbecue and they gave me a moon pie. Yep. And I was like, I don't want to eat this. I don't like them. And I ate it and I loved it.
But it's the small one, which is a great portion.
It's yeah, like that's the enough. Mini Reese's. Yep. You need the small one.
The reason we don't like moon pies.
That's probably my issue.
The big ones is because it's
just so much. You're saying we. I like a moon pie.
You don't like the big ones, though. It's too much.
Nobody likes the big ones. It's ridiculous.
What about banana flavored moon pies?
Oh.
No. No. Like abort.
Peanut butter.
I don't know how you guys feel, but that's like strawberry milk for me. I never understood
like strawberry milk, 17.
Why you still drinking strawberry milk?
You're
17. Drink something else. You idiot, you're 17.
Hey, let's bring a little that's controversy sweet. Into it.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick vote amongst
Deanna
the four
or
of
Dina.
Us.
No. How do you say it?
No. We're going to take a quick vote.
Okay.
Who won the week on the internet? Was it Toy Story 4 or was it freaking Detective Pikachu?
Pikachu.
Clearly
sure.
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, I mean, I saw
did
that
way more.
Did
they give that prize out weekly?
I did today, right now, and it's Pikachu.
Quick love.
Come on.
I mean, I still don't know too much about it, why flavored. It's cool, so but sweet. I did see it on social media a lot.
Dude, that Pikachu, or the Pokemon movie looks awesome.
Detective Pikachu
it's like
is my
it's
most...
It's like a Deadpool Pikachu or whatever?
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Is my most anticipated movie right now
of
2019.
No!
What
do
I mean, of 2019?
What?
Avengers 4.
Haven't seen a trailer, haven't seen anything.
First of all, no.
Fighting Family.
Episode
9 is more likely what I'm looking forward
That's
to the most.
True.
But
so nice.
If you were to say stuff that they're promoting right now, the Toy Story 4 teasers, two of them which came out, both fine.
Key and Peele and
Key and Peele is a bunny and a
I would also say once you get to 4 of anything, something fresh and new is always going to be more
maybe
looking
some.
Forward to me.
Detective
Avengers
Pikachu.
4, what are you going to do?
5.
Right? There's fighting at the end. Good graphics.
It's, four.
It's all animated. good graphics.
Get this guy a moon pie.
Pikachu, Detective Pikachu, I think, was such a shocker. No pun intended. Because it was just...
Nice.
I was completely, like, I knew it was coming that there was a detective, but in my head, that is not the movie it was going to be. Like, I expected a very, like, kid, light, fluffy, I think I've said that twice now this week, kids, like, cartoon movie. Like, I thought it was going to be a either animated or, like, a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yes,
which
agree.
Was not great, but was in that same kind of, it is not. It is... Forget barely remember this is a Pokemon movie and just go wild. And I like that, taking existing intellectual property and just completely flipping it and being like, let's just go wild on something ridiculous. Yeah. And I love it. I think it's going to be great.
I'm with it.
Are you sure Fighting with the Family is not your number one in 2019?
Fighting with the Family looks great.
What
too.
Is that?
It's a WWE movie.
Looks amazing.
It's the story of Paige, WWE Superstar.
I told Logan this. This is my prediction because Pokemon is coming out a week after Avengers 4. They're going to move Avengers 4 up a week so that it'll have 2 weeks. This is my prediction. I do think it'll happen. Just like with Infinity War, they moved it up. So it had like 2 weeks of just no competition whatsoever. That's what'll happen with Avengers 4. Because I think they're going to, like, Pokemon's got a good buzz around it. It's going to be a legitimate competition. Because you're going to have parents, like we were talking about. Some kids, you're going to want to go see Avengers 4 first. But with the Pokemon movie, you're like, no, let's go. We're going to see Pikachu. Doesn't matter.
It's called Detective Pikachu.
Should we talk about the UK Pavilion?
No, I said we weren't
it's
doing
great.
That this week.
It's got a restaurant, and there's
Whenever
plenty of walking space. There's
to be
a Beatles
is it a
band.
Good restaurant?
Mary
let's
Poppins
just, well,
hangs
let's,
out.
We can briefly talk about it.
No, I'm making a decision. We're not talking about
it. We haven't talked to anything parks, really. Today.
I don't think it's
I don't
a topic
care.
We
I don't
should
like being forced
okay, how about
on
this? We'll
the internet to talk about something. I don't like being compelled by someone who's not here.
There's 21 people watching live right now. Ask us some questions. We'll give you some answers. How about that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, one guy tweeted in earlier to us, and he asked to me and you, he asked, he just ate lunch. Can he do the void? And I would say.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I would say, depending on what you ate, probably, yeah.
I get motion sickness fairly easily. Yeah. Like, if You're I'm so traveling weak. On mountain roads or anything like that, if conditions are not ideal, I get a little nauseous.
A
I was not nauseous after the void. I think it's
It's almost too immersive. Yeah, it's too clear.
It's clear, and there's also that 4D element with the heat and stuff like that. I don't want to give it away, but I mean, like, there's sensory stuff outside of you wearing goggles that kind of makes it more real. Yeah. I don't know, and there seems to be like a good way, like the fact that you can like raise up your hand and kind of get a locked in, like, this is me right here.
Yeah,
I think it kind of helps.
I feel the same way. Amanda, my wife, who has some claustrophobia issues, has some issues with like that. She's done it twice with me, has had no problems. Because some of that, the hyper reality thing actually does really help you. You forget you're just looking through goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty quickly gets you to where you go. Also, your movements are not that extreme. You're walking, which may be disorienting. You just kind of have to go with it. As long as you go with it, you're fine. So we checked off the void.
So, I will say this. I'm interested to see, because Logan showed me a VR golf cart experience, like attraction wise, like you're in a go kart.
Golf cart experience.
Yeah.
You're at the Villages.
Yeah. You're in a go kart. You're just in like a normal warehouse.
I'm going 15 right now.
But you have the goggles on and you're in this crazy, like, techno light kind of almost looks like Tron or Mario Kart or something like that. And I could see, like,
ooh, Mario Kart.
With the speed of you moving through that environment, I could see that kind of messing with you a little bit. But no, I mean, you're literally walking.
Yeah, you can't run. They make a big deal about getting stormtroopers, don't run. And I think that helps you. SeaWorld recently even took out the VR element to Kraken. I believe they're a roller coaster. I think it's Kraken. If I'm wrong, okay, it's not a SeaWorld podcast.
Yeah.
If you do a SeaWorld podcast,
you don't have any listeners.
Add us, bro.
Oh, they just took something else out.
Inbox me.
Yeah, they took something else. Oh, they got the lines are shorter now.
You can still have a free Budweiser.
Somebody file the petition.
You guys ever
rode
Atlantis? It's part roller coaster, part water ride.
Ooh. You ever had a free Budweiser and seen them Clydesdales?
They're gone now.
Yeah, they took it out of the park.
Clydesdales are gone?
I don't know. Are they? I think they're not there.
Extinct?
No, they're not. They used to have them in the parks.
They're extinct.
Anheuser-Busch owned the park.
Oh.
Barbecues and brews at SeaWorld or something like that was a blast. You'd go see, like, here's Dennis
DeYoung.
That sounds
like a podcast title.
And you'd have barbecue and drink beer.
Barbecues and brews?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if...
what about Barbara Brews?
Let's ask some questions here. I think we got a few. Hey, what did I miss? Too much.
We didn't talk about the parks.
Noise.
Yeah. So
I will say that there's that one part in the back to the void. There's that one part where you're kind of like being transported, that you are kind of moving quickly, but you're stationary. You're just being transported. But I mean, like, if you're looking around quickly, it could. But I mean, no. If you're just locked in on something and looking around, you're fine.
You're fine. Yeah, I would say unless you feel. Don't go in it. I think if you feel queasy already. Like, don't be like, oh, this is going to make me feel better. Yeah. But if you're feeling fine, I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah, if you're like pro bug and you just stepped on a bug right outside the lobby and you started to get queasy, like, I wouldn't go in. Yeah. I would just...
I know Terry ate a pretty large meal right before, and he was fine. What? He was eating, like, lobster or something crazy. I remember at 11 o'clock at night, and I just said, let's go do it.
A pretty large meal. I just want to know what that consists of.
I think he had that baked Alaska from Boathouse. I think that's right. I could be wrong, but I feel like when I met up with him, he just rocked.
I
want to
know what a baked Alaska is, because that sounds huge.
It's called Seward's Folly.
Baked Alaska Boathouse.
Matt Mooney said since they do NXT at Full Sail in Orlando, then they should do NXT UK at the UK Pavilion. Okay, that's funny. It's not really a question, but that's a fun statement. You find baked Alaska?
It's a huge dessert, it looks like.
Yes.
It is. I didn't know about it.
How do you not know what a baked Alaska is?
What do you mean?
Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been an Alaskan salmon. It was baked.
Greece,
way
baked
better
Alaska
for it.
Is,
don't at me, bro.
It's kind of like the most Northeast Georgia dessert you could ever think to order. So I'm surprised you don't know about it.
The baked Alaska kind of looks like that.
Alabama is different.
One of those. The baked Alabama?
Yeah, that's a word. That's just, it means taking poop.
that's when you have six Budweisers in an hour.
Oh, I gotta go make a baked Alaska or baked Alabama.
I'm baked Greece. Alabama.
They set the dessert on fire.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why do they do that?
They do?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
with the marshmallow
on
outside?
Fire.
Yeah.
That's cool. Looks like a tower, like a part of the Sydney Tower.
Josh wants to know, and I think maybe we can answer this, maybe we can't. Because I have a feeling we might not be fancy enough for this, Josh.
I can answer everything.
Let's hear it.
Narcoossee's or Citricose? So if you're at the Grand Floridian.
I love koozies.
How did you make that sound? So just, never mind.
We should sell koozies that just say NAR on them. And they're Narcoossee's.
NAR.
Yeah.
Hand me my NAR.
We're a merchandise
empire.
Just.
Y'all like these Narcoossee's?
Get the
crushing
domain.
It.
Get the domain.
Get Narcoossee's with a K. The koozie people come after us because that's also
this
trademark, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, koozie is?
Yeah, because you even go to a concert, they're always just like, it's a can cooler. It's like, no, it's not.
Well, could it be like C-E-W-Z-I?
You got a Huggy?
I had
a bunch of guys in college called them Huggies.
Hey,
you got a Huggy? An extra Huggy on you?
And Nar Huggies just doesn't make any sense.
Nar Huggy.
We can just call them bottle wrappers.
That's not good coming from your mouth. Don't say that again ever.
You got it. By the domain.
I have eaten at getnarhuggies.com. I've been to both. It's been a while. I am not a people love both of them. I am not a giant fan of that kind of food. I'm not like that kind of food. That, I don't know, Grand Floridian is never where I choose to eat. And I will say that in general, like whether it's Narcoossee's or Citricose, I've never done Victoria Albert's, never been able to really, you know, pull that off and get into there. So I could say that could be the one exception. I'm sure it's phenomenal. I've heard it's phenomenal. I don't like the character breakfast there. I don't really the only place I like to eat there is the little like grab and go out by the dock where you can sit and watch the fireworks. Like I like that, but and they got little tiny, remember the little bottle margaritas, pre-made.
Mm-hmm.
That was pre-wedding drinks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still have those, but it's been 11 years. But I hang out there. I've watched fireworks multiple times there for New Year's Eve. A great place, but I don't eat there. I don't eat at the Grand Floridian. I'll eat at Contemporary. I'll eat at the Polynesian. For some reason, it's the one I skip most of the time.
You just reminded me. We're on our trip that we're our next family, Big Lot family.
You
trip.
Already know when it's happening and what
in
you're
May.
Doing.
Does it say Big
we're,
Lot?
We're staying.
And it's like in the Big Lot's font.
Big Lot.
Oh.
We're staying
like
at
we work
the
Big Lots?
Bay Lake
merchandise
Tower.
Merchandise Empire.
The new Contemporary Disney
say that again.
Vacation, the Bay Lake Tower.
You're staying at Bay Lake Tower?
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
awesome.
We're staying there.
It's one of my favorite places to stay. What kind of room you got?
It kind of looks cultish, but I like it.
I've started a few cults, so I'm fine.
If you are down there,
mm-hmm.
Well, they're DVC. They can get you into that old top of the world lounge that's there.
Oh, yeah, at the concierge.
The top of the Bay Lake Tower.
With DVC, you can do that?
Yep. If you're only DVC members can get in or are guests of DVC, the top of Bay Lake Tower is probably my favorite.
I'm going.
Great
bar
spot to see,
at the Bay Lake Tower.
It's fireworks, cool. Too.
Fireworks.
Awesome.
And it's open late and they have a lot of cool different things. It's awesome.
And you
some
get
knob
in
creek.
As a guest of DVC?
As long as you are you there with the member.
Yes.
Then you're fine.
Yes. Gosh.
And then a lot of listeners will probably send you messages because this happened to me of how to break in. So I've gotten a lot of those.
Send them.
Don't do that. Go.
Don't send
them.
No,
you can just go. You can just go. But people have sent me like, all right, here's what you do. You go up to this floor.
And then
you take this staircase. There's no camera there. And you can just walk in.
Like, whenever someone has to qualify, there's no camera there.
There's a camera.
Yeah.
They just don't care because you're going to spend more money. But it's a awesome lounge and bar.
Sweet. I will definitely try that out.
That's why Terry's DVC podcast was called The Top of the World when he did that. I think I still pay for it, but I don't think he does it anymore.
Well,
he hasn't updated. He hasn't had an episode in a while.
You pay for a lot of things.
3 or 4 years.
Mainly Will Sins.
I get a PayPal like buzz every so often. It's like, oh, you paid for
you
this.
You pay for my sins.
Yeah.
PayPal.
Never mind. I was about to give a banking tip.
And now for Will's banking tip.
There's a cool feature in Wells Fargo now called Control Tower.
Ooh.
Tells you everything that's recurring.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, I used to pay for a service like that.
Man, I like that. That sounds great.
All right, so let's take another call here. You're on line one. Wade says, would love to have a Run Disney discussion, then you're in the wrong place.
I would like to do one of those.
Just got back from a great week at WDW for Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. Any of you guys run any of the events? None of us have run the events. I know that Terry has gone and I think witnessed some of them.
Have I ever told you about the time I ran weekend. At Disney?
Wait, what? You Tell ran me. For office or you physically ran?
You are no longer allowed to
Did
speak.
You run track?
Amen.
I was on the cross country team in my freshman year of high school. Did it as a dare because it was a notoriously difficult cross country coach and someone was saying like, man, like none of us could like survive under that. And I was like, I bet I could. And they're like, no, you can't. I dare you. So I did it and I did the whole season.
Yes.
You did pretty good.
And
We had one meet, one cross country meet was at the Wide World of Sports. And so I did run at Disney a 5K because that was the distance that you ran in cross country.
I like that.
The whole season you had one meet?
No, we had a meet like there was only one at Disney.
Oh.
You dumb, keep up.
He didn't go to school at Disney World.
You're going to ask him if it was in a drink next?
And it's at the Wild World of Sports, too, which makes sense. But, I mean, I wish that you could
have. No, well, I wish it was through a park, too. And they kind of built it up like it was going to be at Disney in the park, like or some sort of
thing. It was like a photo of someone crossing the finish line, just you and Mickey.
It wasn't. But it was all local area high schools and things like that.
Steve says, Clydesdale's disappeared the same time as the barbecue restaurant. Coincidence?
Doom, doom.
All right.
Yes.
Mark Dingman.
It is a coincidence. They didn't serve you the Clydesdales.
Horse meat.
Mark Dingman said, Will and I cut up horse meat once. rotten horse meat to feed alligators.
I almost vomited.
Will almost threw up during it. I weirdly enjoyed it. I don't know why. I have no sense of smell.
Know why. You are a tortured soul.
I say the nay, sir.
Rarely does someone hand me a hatchet and say,
say nay.
Mark said, how long until the monorail is replaced? I don't know if you guys saw this.
My
buddy Tin Sheets, he made a shirt out of it, which he beat me to it, which is please replace the monorail doors instead of please. because the monorail at the Grand Floridian this week, a door fell off and got shoved exterior down, hanging over the main entrance to the Grand Floridian resort.
There you go.
This has become now a pretty common occurrence that there's something wrong with the doors on the monorail, so much so that they're taping them together.
Mm.
Yeah.
Taping?
They'll come through and go, it's time. Guys, it's time to figure something out, because this is not they've opened up over Epcot with people in them. They have obviously had a lot of these problems where they're just breaking open, or they say don't lean on them because they will open. And now, monorail doors are falling off.
Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria.
Mine was a Dumb and Dumber reference.
Yep. Do you think maybe this is just like some kind of insider conspiracy to encourage people to float over to the new gondolas that will be opening soon?
Well, you can find about that at flatspaceshipearth.com.
Good. That's a great resource.
What's that website again? Flatspaceshipearth.com. It's all where you go for Disney conspiracy theories.
Dun, dun.
Which is that thing.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Dun,
dun. Dun, no, 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 meow, meow.
Is that SVU? What is it?
Come on, man. Quit ruining stuff. You can ruin everything. Sure. We're having fun, and then you're like,
sir?
What is that, SVU?
Hey, here's my latest
keep up
question.
Off the rails.
God, y'all remember that commercial when people like raising their arms were like, sure? And then like somebody putting their arms down.
Where are you coming from with these old deodorant commercials?
I don't know, man. I'm just sitting there thinking about what's going to be on Disney Plus, and I feel like some of those things will be on there.
Classic commercial.
There is that debate whether there will be ads.
Ooh.
WWE Network has ads.
It's got to be ads.
You pay for it, and you have ads. Hulu does that, too.
Or you do a more top-tier service without
YouTube
ads.
YouTube does it, too. You don't
Rob
pay for it.
You got to wrap this up soon.
Rob sent me the Epcot commercial with Mickey on top of
the ball.
On the ball. Well, is it technically a ball, though? I mean, that's the thing. Flat Earth.
It's a disc.
Flatspaceshipearth.com.
It's a disc.
Somebody said, what's the deal with the blinking light behind Logan? If you know Morse code,
you would know all about.
Enough said.
I don't know if you guys know. I've lost my mind the last 6 months, and
I found it.
Thank you. It's like a phrase
condition.
Song.
Pretty good condition.
How long until the monorail is being replaced, though, in all honesty? I have no idea. And it's got to be soon. They've got to do something soon because it's becoming just kind of gross. Scott Gerkel said.
Becoming kind of gross.
It just is. Like, I'm scared of it. I mean, there's part of me that started to be a little scared of it. Open up. Open it up. Scott says, isn't the Baked Alaska the dish that freaks out Bill Murray and Scrooges? I think it's just Scrooged.
He corrected it.
Oh, and I don't remember. To be honest, John Rogers says Roll Tide to that. I don't know what he's even referring to, but it's been a while since we've commented. Has anyone done a specialty tour?
When is there not a random Roll Tide that we don't understand where it's coming from?
All Roll Tides are disallowed.
If you say Roll Tide in our podcasters group, I will delete your comment. And I've done it many times.
I'm looking at you,
Brandon.
Got a flat tire on the way to work today, and somebody would just be like, Roll Tide.
And I will delete the comment.
Roll Ride.
Troll Tide, yeah.
Oh, Troll Tide. Is that a thing? I feel like that's a shirt.
Get on that domain.
Jackie says, anyone done a specialty tour at any of the parks? Have you ever done a specialty tour?
Go ahead. My parents have. They did, and this was years ago, but they did the Segway specialty tour, and they loved it.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of those kind of tours, the smaller tours, the ones they do during Food and Wine, where it's like we're doing the morning tea tours. That those are really cool, that they give you something special. The behind-the-scenes tour I've heard is really good. The ones, if you have a very specialty item. Now, I've done the straight-up just like, we're going to do the tour, our VIP tour of the parks, and I've been very disappointed in those. Totally not worth it. Just a few real cool parks. Other than that, on busy days, it's still an insane experience. And I hope to one day that get flipped on me, but I've done one at Disneyland, or done two at Disneyland as a guest with a friend, and one was great, and the other was bad. And then I did one at Disney World, and it was, our guide was great. He just had, no authority, so...
Right. I think they've also done the specialty safari at Animal Kingdom.
That's what I was going to say. That's the one I remember you talking about.
They loved that.
I've heard it's great.
Loved it. They said just if you had to compare the two, which there's not a real comparison, because this one is such a specialty thing, but they were like, try. If you ever get the chance to do the actual safari, then it's
I've heard
it.
The I think it's Keys to the Kingdom I've heard is a very good one.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to see behind the scenes, now some people are like, it ruins it for me. It may, because behind the scenes at Disney World, I know Will would love that, isn't beautiful. We've been down to the Utilidor. It's cool.
It's kind of rough.
It's more Florida than Disney.
So how do they make this happen? This is how. And it's very intriguing.
Yeah. It is cool. But I'm saying it's not all perfectly manicured and beautiful.
I will say this. After that experience, Logan, I had a buddy who was performing at Disney, and I ended up being able to tell him where one of those staff-only cafes were that had TVs, and he wanted to watch the Georgia game.
Yeah.
So I communicated to him. To this day, he's like, that was the greatest thing you've ever done for me.
In Hollywood Studios?
No, it was at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I forgot that one. I'm trying to see if there's any other questions. I think we got most of them answered. I think it's time to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
What should we call this episode? FlatSpaceshipEarth.com. We'll just put our sponsor just right in the title.
I would do it.
Okay. We don't have a specific topic. I feel like we talked a decent... Disney Plus.
Yeah. So much fun.
Will there be another company called Disney Minus that's a stripped down version and it's just commercials?
What?
All right. That's when you know that it's time to end this.
Unplug it.
Well, Will wants would to you, stop, so who's going to talk a little bit more?
Would you do attractions?
Guaranteed it's going to be Logan.
Would you want to watch attraction videos? Because my kids watch those a lot on YouTube.
Yes. No. Point of view videos?
My kids roller coasters? Because my kids watch my daughter's request Under the Sea, the Ariel's whatever Under Sea, they watch it all the time from some YouTubers.
People are making tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Tens of dollars. Twenties of dollars.
We know a lot of them.
No.
They're making a killing.
They are crushing it with POV attraction videos.
Jackie asked.
Beat them to it and put them on the Disney Plus network.
Jackie asked if that trek, the safari one, just real quick. I asked my parents and it's the wild jungle trek or whatever. The wild trek. She asked specifically. That's what that is. They loved it. Go for it.
Jackie says Will looks miserable.
That's his resting
Wednesday,
face.
It's Will is miserable.
That's resting Will face. He has it all the time.
Scott Girk said, call this the episode you forgot to upload. Hit. You jerk.
Wait.
Okay, Scott.
Is he saying we're going to forget to upload
Scott,
it?
You have a top fan badge on your Facebook. Not anymore. Can we take those away? Can we control who's a top fan?
You can kick him out.
Well, it's not a group.
What's his name?
You can ban him.
Scott Girk, you're getting banned.
From liking.
Jerk.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're a nice guy.
I don't even think I have the authority to do that.
Brought to you by water.
What? It's what's under the spaceship. Should we say thanks to all of our top fans?
Yes, thanks, top fans.
Let's go through them all. Chris Fisher, new top fan.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's Chris Fisher from the BYOCB podcast. Sam Beecher Jones. Kristen Staniford. Jackie Gassaway. Michael Johnson.
Are we now naming Kendra the people that are watching us live?
No, these are our top fans. Kate Burnett, Joe Todd, Sarah Eldon.
I wish this desk were
Sarah
flippable.
Eden, Amy Jo Lyons, Larkins, Josh Kirby, Michelle Finstermaker.
I love this thing.
Brian Johnson, Lisa Eckerd, and Samantha Matz. Also, shout out to Dave Adams, Anne Marie, Dulcet.
Oh, Dave
and
Adams
Alex.
Is watching?
No, he's just a top fan.
Okay, let's end this, Logan. This is a waste of my life.
If there was a top commercial that that's on the Disney Plus that like you'd want to see,
mm-hmm.
All right, it comes down to two for me. It wasn't even a commercial. It was just like a random tag at the end. The Sit Ubu Sit Good Dog. Like if I could just go to that at any time and watch
it. Not a Disney commercial.
Huh? What's wrong
not
with
a specifically
you,
Disney commercial.
No, I'm just saying just commercial. No, good I was dog. Talking about the Shure deodorant commercial earlier. That's not Disney. Or does Disney like own Shure?
On the network. Sure. My favorite would be the Nachazoo.
The Nachazoo.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Thank you.
In Animal Kingdom.
No!
It's the Nacho Zoo.
They released the Dumbo poster today, Wednesday, tomorrow.
Thursday.
The trailer will be premiering on TV or whatever if you're interested.
What is
that's
the original? The original Nacho Zoo is our new shirt.
Oh, not yo zoo.
Hey, let's end it. Let's end it, guys.
Okay. Okay,
well, it's Nacho Zoo. Yeah,
Logan, cut and move.
What?
Cut and move. Yeah. Get out.
The original.
Stop.
The original ad campaign for Animal Kingdom was Animal Kingdom, Nacho Zoo.
Oh, Nachazoo.
Nachazoo.
Is that, and I'm assuming that is a
stop
word.
Will's
no,
gonna, Will's gonna
it was
out.
A joke.
Oh.
It sounds like a word,
it's
but
not
it's really,
a joke,
it's
though.
Not a zoo.
I mean, I know we're all laughing, but it's not a joke to me.
FlatSpaceshipEarth.com. You guys have a great week. I'm Logan Seculo. He's Will Haynes.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm Grace.
Nachazoo to you all. We'll see you on the next show.